Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leather joins us when we come back right after this.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows, and the land. And, of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org.
Farm Assure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. Farm Assure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's Farm Assure.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leather joining us now from Leather Commodities. Tom, we're looking at the livestock futures here this morning. And once again, cattle futures with a pretty nice day yesterday. In fact, a real nice day yesterday. Hogs, though, continue to struggle.
That's correct, Dave. We saw a second straight session yesterday for live cattle and feeder cattle closing with triple-digit gains, and the largest gains occurring in our feeder cattle futures. As Dave said, lean hogs closed negative, and we saw some new contract lows made yesterday in our lean hogs. Now, choice box beef was up $1.72 yesterday. Select box is up $1.83. Had a total movement of 127 loads. Daily cattle slaughter estimated at 111,000 head. The cash feeder index was up $2.39. Now, yesterday afternoon was a monthly cold storage report. It showed beef stocks were 3.3% lower than last month, but 24.1% higher than a year ago. Pork stocks were 6.8% lower than last month, but 13.5% higher than a year ago. On the close yesterday, August live cattle were $1.22 higher. August feeder cattle up $2.35. July lean hogs down $1.52.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Tom, let's talk about these grain futures here today. And pretty simply, it was a real nice day for the grains across the board yesterday.
It sure was. The fund and the managed money short covering returned yesterday to support the higher closes by our grain and our soybean complexes across the board. Now, we saw yesterday our crop progress reports. The winter wheat harvest is now 19% complete. That is behind the five-year average of 31%. Kansas sitting at 8% complete, five-year average 33. Oklahoma 58% complete, five-year average 73. And Texas right in line with their five-year average at 64% complete. According to Good to Excellent rating, dropped by 2 points from last week to 71%. Kansas and Missouri are the two lagging states as far as condition ratings, at both of them 51% Good to Excellent. The soybean Good to Excellent rating also dropped by 2 points to 65%. Once again, Kansas and Missouri lagging, the only states underneath 50%, with Kansas only 46% Good to Excellent, Missouri 34%. And the soybean planting in Kansas is only 73% complete versus 91% five-year average, Missouri 51% versus 88% average. Now, trading overnight has been mostly higher and has been in very good trading volume. July KC wheat's 3.25 cents higher at the moment. July corn's 1.25 cents higher. July soybeans down 2.5 cents.
Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866 Go to Tom.
Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. You have a great day today, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow and look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.